This is a News Radio 1440 podcast.
Guys, this is your state. We all have to live in it. And I got to be honest, I'm not sure that I want to live in a state that has a bill where lobbyists, they can just pretty much do whatever they want. Now, here's the thing. The libertarian in me actually doesn't see that as a big deal, but you have to keep in mind that would only be if we had ideal government, which is the government is so small and so limited in its scope and what it can do that no one would ever have a need to lobby it because it is incapable of helping their business. That would be ideal. That would be the way I would want it to go. But as the government is now, as it stands right now, because you have to deal in reality, you can't only deal in the way you wish things were. You have to deal with the way things actually are. And as the government stands down now, until that day comes, we have to deal with having lobbyists and at least knowing who they are. That's the big thing. You have to be able to know who they are, deal with transparency, and you have to have them subject to certain rules so they can't just buy off politicians for votes. Because that's really the thing that you have to be careful of. Representative Chris England, a Democrat from Tuscaloosa, it's not real often I agree with any of the Democrats in the House or Senate, but this representative is saying this is a loophole. To be honest, I do have to disagree with that classification of it. Because typically what you're talking about, when you say loophole, is usually what people mean by that is some kind of unintended consequence that happens as a result of a law. So maybe a law that's not very tightly worded, and so because of it, there's some kind of exception to the rule or some kind of back door that is opened up. That's really not what this is, because it's not a back door. It's not something that people didn't intend or something that just kind of opened up that nobody saw, something that somebody missed. That's usually the result of a poorly crafted bill that was just accidentally worded the wrong way or something like that. This is not a loophole. This is a full front opening the front door, opening the floodgates to an exception to the rule that essentially nullifies a previous law. And this is the game that they're playing. If you don't like the lobbying laws, then reform the lobbying laws. If you don't like the way that lobbyists have to register or think that it's too strict, then say that and make your case to the people of Alabama. Don't make up a new law that just exempts everybody that you want to from having to obey the laws. Because then they're pretending like they have these super strict ethics laws and all these regulations for lobbyists. But then out of the other side of their mouth, when they're actually talking to the lobbyists, like, by the way, you don't really have to follow any of those. You just call yourself an economic development professional and, you know, you don't even have to register as a lobbyist. Well, then having those laws does no good. If the vast majority of the lobbyists, specifically the ones that most need these laws, these are the people that these laws were actually written specifically to regulate. If these are the people that the laws no longer apply to, then the law itself is pointless. A law makes no sense if it doesn't apply to the people that it was intended to apply to. And so that's part of the game that they're playing right now. This is specifically orchestrated, it seems to me, to open the door to corruption. By the way, Alice Martin, Van Davis, who was the special prosecutor in the Mike Hubbard case, Alabama Ethics Commissioner Director Tom Albritton, and Senator Dick Brubaker have all said this is a bad bill and they do not support it. In fact, Alice Martin, who, by the way, is running for Attorney General right now, somebody that I have a great deal of respect for and who has said she'll appear on this program. I'm actually kind of behind the scenes working on getting that done right now. I'm going to try to get in contact with her people today. But anyway, so we will have that for you in the future. But Alice Martin said, part-time economic developer will be some of the most popular job titles in Alabama if this bill passes. She's exactly right. That's essentially Alice Martin saying what I was just saying, which is if you're giving people the option, well, you can register as a lobbyist and go through all these rules and regulation and have to adhere to all of these, or you could just refer to yourself as an economic development professional and then you don't have to worry about it. How many people do you think are actually going to go through the trouble of registering as a lobbyist? I'm guessing not that many, and that's exactly what Alice Martin is saying here. By the way, speaking of that, she is running for Attorney General of the state of Alabama, and Steve Marshall, he gave this bill a thumbs up, which, by the way, I'm not saying conclusively because the election's not today, but if the election were held today, that pretty much tells me exactly who I would be voting for Attorney General. I mean, that alone is a pretty good litmus test for the way that the Attorney General plans on handling corruption in this state. If this gets the okay by our current Attorney General who is running for re-election, Steve Marshall, that gives me serious concerns about whether or not he really needs to be our Attorney General. And it will go a long way in making the decision for me for whether or not I actually think that he should be in office when it comes election time, especially when his opponent vehemently opposes this. Also, I do believe that it's quite suspicious how quickly they fast-tracked this whole thing, and the Senate and the House both were trying to get this thing through very quickly because the governor requests them to, and it seems to me like it's almost like they waited until the last minute specifically to shove this thing through in the 11th hour. So that also ought to raise some eyebrows. We can't get the bill to arm the teachers through, which a lot of Alabamians were clamoring for, but this one, which all the politicians were clamoring for, somehow that one gets through before the session's over. So I say to Governor Ivey, veto this bill. It is impossible for you to run as a reformer, as somebody that was cleaning up the state, with this bill on your record. It cannot be done. We have John from Millbrook on line one. Good morning.
Yeah, good morning. I have a question for you.
Go ahead.
Okay, where do I go to sign up as an economic development professional person?
Well, see, that's the beauty of it. You don't have to sign up at all. You just have to say you're one, and then you don't have to register as a lobbyist. There's no registration process at all.
Oh, I are one then.
Yes, you can be one. Everybody gets to be an economic development professional.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah.
You see, this reminds me of something that happened several years ago. I remember, and this is with regard to state funding, too, because I had to order, or was going to order several things with my state-allocated money, and I submitted it, and I submitted for a trash can. And the reason I did is because we needed one in our shop, and it got rejected. So I said, well, I've got to have a trash can. So what I did is I resubmitted it as a wood storage receptacle, and it passed.
That doesn't surprise me at all.
It's all about the terms and the way you word things as far as the government is concerned. You see, that guy didn't. He said, okay, now, wood storage receptacle, I can go along with that.
You know,
that sounds like something that's necessary. Can't order a trash can.
It kind of reminds me of what my frat brothers would do in bars trying to pick up girls. They would always give these, like, phony titles or something that sounds like really more important than it is. Like, for example, I'm just going to use one that they didn't, just because for the sake of protecting them, they probably don't want to be mentioned on the radio. I'll give away all their moves. They would say instead of being a guy who drives a bulldozer, they would be a soil relocation engineer to make themselves sound far more important. That's kind of what's going on with the government. As long as you designate yourself an economic development professional, you need not worry about all the laws that apply to lobbyists.
Well, I guess all of us in reality are economic professionals or development professionals, because all of us are developing it. If we get a check from somebody, we're involved in the economic development of something.
Right. As long as we are making money and spending that money elsewhere, we are involved in some form of economic development.
Right. Redistribution of allocated funding and investment in various things. So all of that, I guess you could, it's according to how you word things. It's just kind of, that says a lot. What was funny to me about it says a lot about how our government operates and the way they see things.
Oh, of course.
And so I think I could go to the Capitol and pick up some bucks if I call myself that now and go there in behalf of someone. I think that I could do that.
Well, now what you need to do is, so people know that you're official, go down to a trophy shop or something like that and get a name tag made that has your name on it and then Economic Development Professional. And I think that pretty much once this bill passes, you'll have the keys to the kingdom at that point.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, now that's and the governor was in favor of this, correct?
Oh, yeah. She was the one pushing for it. She actually asked the House and the Senate to go ahead and get this through during this legislative session.
like to hear someone on their staff talk about this particular issue.
Oh, absolutely.
Governor
Ivey, if you're listening, if one of your staff is listening, have them call in. Maybe I'm wrong about this. Maybe there's something I'm missing about it. By all means, call in and correct me.
Yeah, maybe so. I mean, sometimes we don't think about other angles of things that they have perhaps formulated, but I kind of doubt it.
Based on the wording of this bill and the characterization I've seen of it, and also based upon who's for the bill and who's against the bill, it's a pretty good indication that this is a bad bill.